John chapter 3 and verse 25. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said to him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. I just want to notice this well-known text, verse 30, in its setting here a little tonight. I hope indeed the result of our conference will be the preceding statement at the end of verse 29, my joy therefore is fulfilled. And the joy of John was fulfilled amazingly and very preciously in the fact that there was less of him and more of the Lord. And that was his joy. Notice in this passage, he must increase, but I must decrease. Now as you look at the setting of this passage in John 3, and likewise John's testimony in John chapter 1, John has given to us, John the Baptist, has given to us tremendous doctrinal truth. He speaks about the person of our Lord Jesus as being the pre-existent one before creation. He lays foundation for the claims of his testimony about his Lord, speaking of him being pre-existent to him, even though he was born after him. And he gives us to see as well the sovereignty of his word. The word that he receiveth is from above, which he testifieth is from above. So the Lord Jesus to John is the one who stands in preeminence, and John follows in his shadow. And I do trust, beloved, as our brethren have been praying, I know it is the desire of each of our heart and those that will be coming to the conference that we may be able to stand in the shadow of the Lord Jesus. But there are three principles that John brings before us in the context of this statement. He must increase, and I must decrease. First of all, because of prophetic scripture. John is speaking here regarding the fact that what the Lord Jesus will testify is really what I have been preparing for. So all of Old Testament prophets were in preparation for this prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ. He must increase because his word is truth. He is truth personified, we know, but his teaching is all-encompassing of truth. And dearly beloved, when we think of the truth of Scripture, think of the vastness of what we speak of as the gospel. Sometimes when we think of the gospel, we limit it to our presentation of the truths of redemption to those who are in their sins like we once were. But the gospel, brethren, takes in all doctrine that relates to the claims of the Lord Jesus upon those who trust him as their Savior. And so here John is saying that very thing, because they were questioning him, who do you think he is? And who do you think you are? Who is he? Ah, says John, he must increase, because we read in this very passage, he said, he is above all. And he is before all, he tells us. And as well, he tells us that he is in all. in the first part of chapter 1. So the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ must have its rightful claim upon those who are listening to His teaching. And I hope that will be so, first of all, in my own heart, dear brethren. We say sometimes, and I speak very kindly to each of us, but I speak first to my own heart. We ask the Lord to speak to us. Now, I think each of us can look back to times when God spoke so signally to us, it affected us. Sometimes I think we mean by that statement, the Lord to speak to us, that we'll hear something that will give us some encouragement or something that will give us a little instruction. But really, brethren, when He must increase, what He's really saying is, His word is the last word. And when that word speaks to us, something affects us. We need to hear His word, which is the last word. Because my opinions must fall into His shadow. My thoughts must be set aside. He must increase. He is the prophet, says John. I am but a voice. He is the Word. I am but a follower, and He is the leader. So He must increase because of prophetic Scripture being fulfilled. And you know, dear brethren and sisters, as our brother was praying tonight, as we think of the nations in our world, we need to preach that He must increase. Because the nations of our world think they hold the power. They think they're governing the reins. They think that they're arranging nations. And little do they understand that the Lord Jesus Christ, the world is being prepared for that marvelous, glorious moment when those lovely feet of the man of Calvary, the glorified man of heaven, will stand again upon the Mount of Olives. He must increase. And He shall increase as a fulfillment of prophetic Scripture. And man must decrease. But there's another setting in these words. And that is the people that were teaching, that were contesting, and questioning John. They were men who were quoting the Scriptures. They were claiming the authority of the Scriptures. They were claiming a position of authority. And John has to tell them. He who had the authority of being the fulfillment of prophecy. John is. John was the fulfillment of prophecy. He was the one who was sent to make the way of the Lord, said the prophet Isaiah. He had more claim to authority than they did. But man claims authority, brethren. And in this passage, we read these words, He must increase, and I must decrease. So the authority in teaching is the Word, not the man. And we need ever to remember that. Dear younger believers, those who are new in the faith, I understand there may be some who are new in the faith in these meetings, and one of the vital things that they must learn is, when the Lord says it, that is the commandment of heaven. It's not whether brother so-and-so thinks it. It's not whether preacher so-and-so says it. The Lord says it. He must increase. Now, very interestingly, I just leave this with you for I will not be able to touch it. But the three things that I want to mention to you tonight follow through John's gospel. As far as the Lord Jesus increasing because of He being the fulfillment of prophetic Scripture, you will find that on three different occasions in His teaching that He lays claim to prophecy concerning Himself being its fulfillment. And the rest of you men must listen to me. You must come into my shadow. And again in this respect, the authority of His teaching. Men, rabbis were claiming the authority of teaching. Scribes were claiming what they had written was their authority. But He must increase. So it's a challenge to each of our hearts, dear brother, in this weekend, and dear sisters. He must increase. I listen for His word. And words that will be spoken, human opinions have no authority. It must be Christ and His Word. He must increase. And dearly beloved, that's what gives authority to our behavior. It gives authority to assembly character. It gives authority to the very effectiveness of the gospel. Because it is not the man who speaks it, but he must increase. So the Lord Jesus must have first place, brethren, in all of our ministry. He must have first place in all of our behavior. He must have first place in all assembly activity. He must increase. In the very time that that dear John was speaking these words, our Lord Jesus Christ was being contested and his preaching. But the third thing I leave with you, I want you to notice, is because of a present program that was going to be developed. When you look through John, and as we would remind our hearts, John's Gospel is the last book of our Bible that was written. Written by a man of over 90 years of age. It's marvelous and very intriguing to me, the intelligence and the heart of this dear old man. And so, dear older brethren and sisters, never think that you cannot be useful. Because John in his gospel is going to incorporate three things. His experience is one thing. He's going to incorporate his experience with the Lord Jesus. And you've had that. More than those of us who are younger and more than those who are new in the faith. You have experience. And that experience with God is an everlasting monument to the greatness of the God you have trusted and lived for. He must increase. And that's one thing that John is establishing in his gospel. And that's what John the Baptist is going to establish here. Because of the present program, the Lord Jesus must have first place because of experience. And the second thing that John brings into his gospel to back up the authority of his teaching is as well the occasion of his own salvation. He brings in his own experience of salvation as foundational. He has come to know the deity of this man called Jesus, and in the writing of this gospel, as we know, he's continually teaching the eternal sonship of our Lord Jesus Christ. And dear younger brethren and dear older, younger sisters as well, that is what something that you must learn. It's not just learning I'm saved, and that I should be careful how I speak and how I act. But you learn the claims of the eternal Son of God. And that in itself is the authority. That's what changes behavior. That's what provokes the fear of God. That's what cultivates a worshiping spirit. To know the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He must increase. And I must decrease. So the decreasing, of course, of self, I meant to say this at the beginning, that does not degrade a person. It's not putting a person into a uselessness. No, it's putting a person into the shadow of the one who must be preeminent. And therefore, let me give you the example of it when you come to the last chapter of John's Gospel in chapter 21. There we find a little problem about who's going to be first. And the Lord Jesus says, that doesn't make any difference to you. You follow me. Walk in his shadow. That's what God is looking for. And so he must increase, dearly beloved, when it comes to the present program as you look at it developed in the Gospel of John. Right in the very beginning of John's Gospel, let me point this out to you, how the Lord Jesus must come first. When you read John chapter 1, it's a comprehensive overview, of the person of the Lord Jesus before incarnation until millennial glory. And there comes, when you come to verse 36, there's an opening space there. And there's three truths that are taught in that passage, in those verses, 36 to 40, to 45, and we find its present day truth. The Lord Jesus teaches the place of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus teaches himself as the center of gathering. And the Lord Jesus teaches the men who he has called to be the apostles of the truth of God. And so, brethren, the Lord Jesus must increase. I hope that our conference this weekend will indeed give to Him a place of greatness in our affections and in our hearts. We're not looking for men to be great. I know that there will be no men at this conference who think they are great. But the great problem is, sometimes an audience will make a distinction between men. He must increase. He must increase. And I must decrease. First of all, relative to the Scriptures. Secondly, relative to the authority of His Word. And then thirdly, relative to the present program of God for His Son in this age. He must increase. In the assembly, brethren, He must increase. In the gospel, He must increase. It's not machinery that's going to make it work. It's Christ and the power of prayer in the sanctuary makes effective the truth of God. So may the Lord help us to appreciate our own position in the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ and be able to say, as we read in the end of verse 29, that my joy is fulfilled. What is my joy? He must increase. May there be more of Christ in my manner, my attitude, and my actions. May there be more of Christ in our testimony and less of self for His worthy name's sake.